What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is back to present episode 13 of Mad Mizzy Sports NBA, hosted by yours truly, Mizzy World, and my big bro, Raw. What's the deal, bro?
Episode, what is it, 13?
13, bro.
Yeah, man.
Game one tonight.
Blowout game tonight.
Oh, let's save that for later. But let's start off with the non-basketball news. You know, we had Draymond. He's got his podcast, very popular podcast out right now, and he had to talk a little bit about their successful run with KD. Mm-hmm. What did you think about his opinion about KD, about Stephen Curry facing seven times more as double teams as Kevin Durant? What do you feel about Kevin Durant clapping back? Whose side are you on?
As far as what he said about Curry, more doubles, I can't even recall back then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it don't even matter to me.
Right.
But, I mean, as far as Kev, it's like, bro, you don't got to respond to everything everybody say. Not every single thing. It's like the dude literally just sit on the phone. And I love KD. Everybody know it's my man.
All right.
But you sit on the phone. It's like you look for something negative.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you are
to respond
a
to
multi-millionaire. Go enjoy life.
Facts. Go on vacation. Go do something. That's just what I took from it. It's like, bro, he's either in the gym or on his phone. Like, that's the only two things KD does is, like, surf social media and play basketball. But I would probably go with Dre in this situation just because it's his point of view. At the end of the day, I remember Stephen Curry was getting double-teamed a lot more, especially when we came down to the finals and all that. I remember analysts talking, are the Cavs implementing the right strategy? Bob blitzing Stephen Curry, during those KD and stuff, picking rolls instead of double-teaming KD. I remember all that. You get what I'm saying? Now, seven times is more. I don't know. He probably exaggerated. But, yeah, Steph was getting definitely double-teamed more than Kevin Durant was. I'm with Dre on this because it's his podcast. It was his opinion, and that's his view on it. You get what I'm saying? And gave all the praise in the world to Kevin Durant. In my opinion, Kevin Durant has to just stop looking for negative stuff to respond to all the time. Like, he doesn't have to respond to everything. Like, I feel like that's just what a lot of people are taking from it. It started off funny and cool with the burner accounts, but now it's just like, bro.
Take it easy, man.
Exactly. Like, chill. You feel what I'm saying? Well, let's get into some real basketball, man. Let's recap this very tight Eastern Conference Finals that specifically didn't give us two close games into the last two games. What did you think about that just series in general?
I thought it was a good series. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It was, like you said, it was either far blowout one way, far blowout another way. Mm-hmm. We didn't get too many suspensible games into the last one?
Last two.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, there was a lot of controversy about that shot. I think he did what he did. But Jimmy Butler, you earned that right to take that shot.
Right.
He missed it. But I think it was a good series, man. Unfortunately, I came out the loser in this one. You know what I'm saying? I had Heat coming out. They lost. But you know what I'm saying? It was a good series, man.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. It was a terrific series. I would have liked to have seen how it would have gone, how it would have went with a healthy Tyler Hero, with a healthy Jimmy Butler. I had a newfound respect for Jimmy Buckets, even though I respected him already. It's just a newfound respect to see how he bounced back. Y'all know I had them going in six. I thought it was no way they was going to bounce back after scoring 81 points in, what was that, game three and four. I'm like, it's no way they about to bounce, well, four and five. No way they about to bounce back in game six. And the way he showed out in game six and then followed it up in game seven was amazing. I like the three. At the end of the day, I'm going to say this because nobody else want to say it. Al Horford been shutting shit down defensively this postseason. Taking him to the bucket wasn't a good decision, in my opinion, especially because in the last few games you've seen Jimmy Butler didn't have his normal lift. You get what I'm saying? He wasn't going to the rim like he usually was. And I think if he would have tried to challenge Al Horford, that probably would have got blocked or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So you take the shot, you miss. He missed it. He was completely exhausted, but hell of a series and just a newfound respect for Jimmy Butler. And proud to see the Boston Celtics finally break through, man. I felt like they truly deserved it.
With all they've been through, hell yeah, they deserve that shit, man.
Exactly. And
I mean, think about it. At the halfway point of the season, this team was what?
They were 21 and 23, something like that?
Like, they're in the finals, bro. Congratulations, man.
Yep. People talking about can they win together. It feels good for them.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? No, it feels good for them. But let's move on to the finals, man. Y'all know we Warriors fans. Y'all know we rocking with the Warriors. But let's start off with, what's the top matchup in this finals that you think is going to define this series?
To me, without a question, it's going to be Marcus Smart and Curry.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be Marcus Smart and Curry. And just to watch the defensive player of the year versus the best shooter ever.
Two-time MVP.
Curry is good. Curry is good at making you chase him around. Mm-hmm. We know Marcus Smart, he don't mind getting physical and all that shit. So the question would be, can Curry handle the physicality from Marcus Smart and from the Celtics defense, period? We know Draymond can.
Right.
But can he? So for me, that's the matchup I want to see.
That's going to be a hell of a matchup. Like you said, Defensive Player of the Year versus the two-time MVP. Clash of the Titans right there. But I'm going to go with the matchup at the two-guard positions. I think the matchup between Klay Thompson and Jaylen Brown is going to decide this series. I feel like a lot of people don't speak on this, and I love me some Klay Thompson, but he does not show up as the regular Klay Thompson in the finals. And I feel like he has to show up and be a 20-a-game guy or close to it. You get what I'm saying? I feel like Jaylen Brown has been good this postseason, but I don't feel like the Warriors can afford to let him dominate the series. Right. You get what I'm saying? Because Jason Tatum's going to get his. Absolutely. But I don't think you can let Jaylen Brown
and Jason Tatum
exactly get there. So I feel like that's going to be a matchup to definitely look out for, because that has to be at least a push for the Warriors, in my opinion. But moving on, how many games do you got it going? Of course, you're going with the Warriors, right?
I'm going with the Warriors. I'm going to 6. I said that. I said 6 is like me being generous. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the 6-game series.
Ooh. I'm going to go with the Warriors in 5, but I feel like it could be a close, like, 3 games in that 5 games that could go either way, but it's just like their experience is going to get them. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like it's going to be a closer series than more than it looks like, with a almost like kind of how the Nets Warriors. I mean, that's a Celtics series was exactly. So, yeah, I'm gonna go with the Warriors in 5. But with that being said, if we come back two weeks from now, because it probably won't be over by next week, but two episodes from now, and the Boston Celtics are the 2022 NBA champions, how would you see that coming about?
I think we go back to what we talk about, the matchups, man. Mm-hmm. I think it would be better for that Curry and that Smart matchup. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the deciding factor in this series, man. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be that if they're not going to, but if that miracle was to happen, mm-hmm. that's how it's going to happen.
Right. I would say, aside from injuries, my matchup, I would definitely say that if Jaylen Brown can get into Klay Thompson, get him not to be as proficient as he is, and then perform the way he's been performing on the offensive end, I feel like that could put a damper in how the Warriors are going to operate, especially knowing that Steph is going to be working regardless because he's going up against Marcus Smart. So that to me is what's going to kind of not decide the series, but I feel like if we come back and the Boston Celtics are the world champions, I wouldn't be surprised if Jaylen Brown is the MVP for the Boston Celtics. You get what I'm saying? So that's where I see that going.
Yeah. I just, like I said, 6, Curry, you know what I'm saying? And MVP. Smart.
What, Curry MVP?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Same without
here.
A doubt.
Same here. Yeah, man. Episode 13. Let us know what y'all think, man. Who y'all got in the finals? Boston or the Golden State Warriors? You dig what I'm saying? And who y'all got MVP? What's the top matchup in this finals? Let us know what y'all think. Like, comment, share, subscribe, listen. Mizzy World ENT. Raw 810. Gang.